It had been hoped that the proceedings would end there, and that a vote of thanks and congratulation, moved by Professor Sergius of Uppsala University, would be duly seconded and carried. But it was soon evident that the course of events was not destined to flow so smoothly. Symptoms of opposition had been evident from time to time during the evening, and now Dr. James Illingworth of Edinburgh rose in the center of the hall. Dr. Illingworth asked whether an amendment should not be taken before a resolution. The chairman.
Yes, sir, if there must be an amendment.
Dr. Illingworth.
Your Grace, there must be an amendment.
The chairman.
Then let us take it at once.
Professor Summerlee, springing to his feet.
Might I explain, Your Grace, that this man is my personal enemy ever since our controversy in the Quarterly Journal of Science as to the true nature of Bathybius?
The chairman.
I fear I cannot go into personal matters. Proceed.
Dr. Illingworth was imperfectly heard in part of his remarks on account of the strenuous opposition of the friends of the explorers. Some attempts were also made to pull him down. Being a man of enormous physique, however, and possessed of a very powerful voice, he dominated the tumult and succeeded in finishing his speech. It was clear from the moment of his rising that he had a number of friends and sympathizers in the hall, though they formed a minority in the audience. The attitude of the greater part of the public might be described as one of attentive neutrality.